Now let us hear the word of peace. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. And we shall hear this word successively in our minds and then in the depths of our heart and finally informing our will. We recall what Robert Coulson has already said about divine peace. Its positive nature, as this peace passes understanding and pours out from the divine nature as light from the sun. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. So Jesus said to his disciples, indicating to them how categorically different was this peace which passes all understanding from that which the world acknowledges as peace. And in the next moment of silence, which may last as long as you wish it to last, try to hear nothing but those words being spoken to you over and over again. My peace I give unto you. My peace I give unto you. And now we're going to listen once again to the word of peace, but this time more deeply within our hearts. Deeper down within us, within the emotional springs of our personality, there too the divine word must penetrate if we are to experience and not just know about the peace that passes all understanding. And so, in quiet, relaxed silence, we hear within our hearts the gracious word from the divine source. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. My peace I give unto you. And so we receive that peace which God so desires to give us. And now we need not just to receive this peace, but also, as Robert Coulson taught, to make this peace a reality in the world of every day. So to receive and use this peace with our will, as well as with our mind and our heart. When we come to the final period of silence, we will try to visualize a time of unpeace which we have to experience, perhaps at home, or at work, or in travelling, or in our relationships with any particular person. And as we think of that occasion, instead of trying to deal with it, whatever it is, with our own resources, as soon as we come face to face with the problem, we try to recall by using the watchword, my peace, that peace which passes all understanding, which we have received, and which is the gift, not just to us, but to the whole world. And so we try to flood that unpeaceful situation with the peace of God. In a short moment, just try to visualize then that moment of unpeace, disturbance, problem or strain. My peace I give unto you. My peace I give unto you. My peace I give unto you. And as Robert Colson directs, we end this, as every exercise, with a brief thanksgiving. Father, we thank you for all your unsearchable riches which pour forth from you as light from the sun, whether received, ignored, or rejected, and especially for your gift of divine peace. And we offer to you, in so far as we are able, all that we are, all that we have, and all that we do, an emptiness to be filled with your divine fullness. Amen.